Hey everybody, welcome back to BBR. This is my reaction, if you will, to the Defenders trailer that dropped today. I didn't even know we were getting a Defenders trailer. I saw the 15 second short that they kind of released on Instagram. I follow Lodi Young, who plays Elektra, respectively, and she shared it. I didn't want to say anything about it, because it was just a tomb moving, and I think a lot of us expected Elektra to come back. If you consider that a spoiler, maybe me and you need to have a talk. But yeah, they dropped this amazing 2-minute trailer. I think it's amazing. I know a lot of people have reservations considering the fact that Iron Fist and Luke Cage are two of the most recent Netflix Marvel TV shows that have left people somewhat divisive. I think Iron Fist more than Luke Cage. Luke Cage, I think, delivered on certain aspects that a lot of us really wanted it to. But it has problems. But I think Iron Fist was the one, it's the most recent one that left us with a little bit of a taste in our mouth that kind of goes, do we really want this? And my answer to that question is yes. I've always wanted the Defenders since they've announced that they were going to ramp up to the Defenders. I've wanted it. What they've done with Daredevil and what they've done with Jessica Jones, you know how much I love Jessica Jones. You guys know how much I love Kristen Ritter. which, by the way, guys, if you haven't, if you guys want to know more about these characters, I mean, there's a great Daredevil series going on right now. There's a great Jessica Jones series going on right now. It's about 8 issues in. Brian Michael Bendis, who's one of my favorite comic book writers, is out there. There's also Defenders comic book series that just started up, I think, in the beginning of April or middle of April. Haven't read that because I'm trying to transition from going from the single trade issues to trade paperbacks. I think it's just a lot easier rather than, you know, I want to support my comics, but it's a little bit tough, so I want to buy the single trade issues for the comic book writers and the artists that I really want to support. Not that I don't support the genre at all, but I think it's a lot easier just to collect trade paperbacks. But anyways, if you guys want to kind of hype yourself up a little bit for more for the Defenders, rewatch the TV shows and go get those comics. I really like this trailer. I think it showed us what we wanted to. I mean, it did show us a huge amount of plot, no, but it showed us the team coming together. And I really liked that. I really liked it opening up with Jessica Jones and, you know, Matt Murdock. I mean, those are our two. They were the introduction into this pit pocket of the Marvel Universe, and I'm really excited to see them once again on the screen. Obviously, Jessica Jones, because we got a little bit of Daredevil already earlier this. Was it earlier this year? I believe it was earlier this year. No. That was last year. Oh, time flies. But anyways, I really liked it. I like the character moments. I like the character dynamics between the two of them. I think that they, I know that the main reservation right now is on Iron Fist and Danny Rand and, you know, Finn Jones. Here's what I have to say about that. Because I want to keep this nice and short. I think that Danny Rand and Iron Fist are in the same boat that the Hulk was in before he came into the Avengers. And what I mean by that is they had the first Hulk, the Ang Lee Hulk, which everyone was really anticipating that character. They saw the first, you know, film debut, and it didn't pan out right, and it kind of left us with a bitter taste in our mouth. Then they did The Incredible Hulk with Marvel and Universal Studios, and that one was a far better turnout. I really liked that movie. A lot of fans didn't really watch that one, though, because we had that bitter taste in our mouth. But then we had The Avengers, and then what they decided to do there was sprinkle him in enough into The Avengers that you wanted more of him. All of our main players elevated that character to another degree. I think that they can do the same thing with Danny Rand to an extent, what they did with the Hulk, with the Defenders. If they can have Jessica Jones, if they can have Matt Murdock, if they can have Luke Cage elevate him and make us care about him again, I think that would make us all a little bit more excited and a little bit more welcoming of the idea of an Iron Fist season 2. Which will most likely happen, but I do think they should do Heroes for Hire instead. But anyways, that's what I got to say about that. Quick shots of Elektra, nothing about Punisher, though. I'm sure Punisher will be in there later on. And I'm sure Elektra will turn good near the end of it. Sigourney Weaver had, like, what, maybe 2 lines of dialogue? So I didn't really get a good tasting of what she's going to be. But she looked really sinister, and she looked amazing, so I can't wait to see what she turns out. I think where the Marvel is dominating in villains is the Netflix universe. So can't wait to see. Stick. I love Stick. I can't wait to see what he does. Maybe Stick's going to be the one who kicks Danny Rand's ass in the right direction that we all go, yeah, now we like him. Thank you, Stick. Anyways, guys, just wanted to say quick words about it. Also, real quick, because I love my girl Jessica. I love my girl Kristen Ritter. I think if you, because if you've noticed, like I said, the most recent series that we've had in order have been Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and then Daredevil Season 2. I think that they're going to focus a lot more on Jessica Jones being the kind of the focal point, if you will, for the Defenders season, the arc. I think that's a smart move because we haven't seen a lot of her since, was it 2015? So if we can focus on her a little bit more, have her be that main focal point that kind of pulls everyone in. She's the unlikely hero, guys. If we can have her be the one person to bring all these, you know, lunatics together and have her ultimately be the one person to, you know, kind of lead the pact. I mean, obviously, Daredevil's going to be leading the pact, but if we can have her forward the story a little bit and have those and have her bring out those great character moments, I mean, I think we're in good shape. I love all these actors. I love what they bring to the characters, and I just can't wait to see this series. I mean, it's amazing to think that this summer is stacked with amazing movies and content, but I'm the most excited for a TV series hitting Netflix. Anyway, guys, that's just my quick review and my quick kind of reaction, if you will, on the Defenders trailer. I will make sure to have my review for Guardians of the Galaxy at the end of the week, and hopefully I will have BBR or my Defended series episode out next week. Awesome, guys. This is RC, as always. If I can talk about it, you can bitch about it. Make sure to tweet me at blogbitcherpete, because I love starting conversations. Don't be afraid to say something.